Hello, everyone, and welcome to the History and Legacy of Sports, the podcast. I'm Bill.
DK.
Doc.
Doc.
We didn't know the order we were going to say our names. It was kind of awkward.
We never do.
Like, is he going? I'm DK.
Bye. Right.
How's everyone doing today?
I'm doing good. I got a haircut this morning. You all can see on YouTube.
I was going to say, I got a haircut a couple days ago, and I'm wearing a hat, so I guess, you know, all about my haircut.
Mm-hmm.
So, JC's looking handsome as ever, like always.
Only one with hair.
We're doing a college football show. Right? He's wearing a hockey jersey, so, you know, it's all good.
Man, the Canucks play tonight.
Nice.
So these are the Flames against Toronto.
Yeah, I know. Should be good. I'll have it on the PVR because I'm going Christmas shopping with the wife today.
Nah.
I don't know if they'll be home in time, but we'll see.
You won't even watch it. You'll be like, oh, man, Toronto blew out the Flames. I guess I'll just erase it.
Yeah.
All right, honey. I'll go shopping with you.
Oh, they're playing Toronto. Okay. So, yeah. So, JC had a great idea here. And in a couple of years, there's going to be a top 12 college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have been pushing for since before they had the 4-team playoff. Right. I always wanted a college football playoff because I feel like there are some teams that are deserving that in certain circumstances could be a Cinderella run. So we'll see how it goes. We're going to make picks based on what the matchups would be this year. And let us know in the comment section if you guys like this idea. We can try it with other things too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before we get to that, I know there was a lot going on in baseball with free agency. Aaron Judge is staying a Yankee for 9 years, $360 million.
$400 to $600 an hour.
Right.
$73 a second.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. He's going to be broke, that's for sure.
Justin Verlander is going to the Mets. DeGrom went to the Rangers, which I'm still trying to figure out in my head why you'd go to the Rangers.
People like going to Texas. I don't know. I don't know. Like, if they're trying to buy a team that makes the playoffs, I still don't see them as that kind of playoff team yet.
No.
It boggled my mind when Simeon went there last year when he left Toronto in a good situation. I know, he got a lot of money, so it's kind of hard to complain about that. But, yeah, it seems like Texas is just trying to kind of buy their way back into postseason.
Yep. It ain't going to work.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, it's just, you know,
DeGrom hasn't had a lot of innings either, right? Like, when he does pitch, he looks pretty good, but I think he averages like just 5 innings a game or something like that.
And that's a hard division because you got the Astros, and then the Mariners are becoming really good, and then it's like,
yeah, those really are the top two for me.
You're really competing for third with the Angels at this point.
Yeah, and it's kind of shocking with the talent the Angels have, how they, I would love to see Mike Trout get a playoff run in him. I think he's been one of the best players in the game for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And with Shohei Ohtani, it's just crazy how they're always kind of at the bottom. It's just, I don't know, I'm a Toronto fan, but it'd be nice to, sometimes I cheer for players. Like, I feel like Mike Trout's one of those good guys in the league.
Oh, you know, really? You say you cheer for Connor McDavid in the playoffs against the Flames?
No, that's not what I said. We're talking baseball here. I said good, but I cheer for players, man. I don't cheer for Connor McDavid. If he left Edmonton, I would cheer for him. In the Olympics, I'll cheer for him. If we ever get NHL players in there again.
Right.
If Edmonton's facing I can't even think of an East team that I would cheer for Edmonton over, like in that situation. That is a different situation for sure. But yeah, there's certain good guys in leagues that I do root for, even if I don't like the team.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, a lot of free agency's been going on there, and then I want to briefly mention the Baseball Hall of Fame. Fred McGriff is going in 2023, the only one from the contemporary era committee that got the votes to go in. He actually got all 16. He is unanimous.
That's good.
Going to Cooperstown next July. Well-deserved. I know for the Hawk and I, when we did our Hall of Fame episode a year ago, he was the only one that we both said should be in the Hall of Fame, and now he is going to the Hall of Fame.
Well, maybe you guys have some pull. You know, maybe they listen to the JC and Bill sportscast, and they're like, man, these guys have a point. Let's get them in there. And then who knows? So maybe we should start something on this show. Maybe we can get some more guys in the hall.
Pete Rose.
I don't think that's happening.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
He'll go in there after he's dead.
He's in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Meh. And I think he's in the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame too, so.
Nice.
Well, hey, it's a start.
Yep. Yeah. So he can call himself a Hall of Famer. It doesn't have to be the one he wants to be in.
Right. You just go one step at a time, you know.
Yep. Cool.
All right. So the idea that JC came up with, which we all agreed on, because we are, which you know, we're going to do in a moment. So it's going to be a little bit of an explanation here. We know that the college football playoff now will extend to 12 in 2024. So JC thought, well, what if we did it this year? What if we set up the 12 team playoff for this year? And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to make our own history. Is we're going to take our 12 and then figure out from there who would win the playoff, who would win the national championship from this format of 12.
Yeah. And I was thinking I could throw in, I'm usually pretty good at this. I'm going to try to come up with a potential point spread in the games.
Mm-hmm.
If we can, and then we'll see how it goes and see which route that it'd be kind of interesting if we all kind of had different matchups and which upsets that we take.
Yeah.
So should be interesting here.
Now, I think the one thing we should do before we get into it, if, and you guys could say no to this, is have the highest group of five team make the playoffs as well.
Highest group of five? Okay, so who would that be?
That would be Tulane.
Okay.
And on...
Did Tulane finish at?
They finished 16. At 16.
They're at 16, okay.
So then they would take over whoever number 12 would be.
Washington.
Right.
What was Tulane's, like, best win this season? Like they had one loss, didn't they?
They had two losses. Two.
Okay. So I don't know if I would have Tulane in the top 12 with two losses. But if that's the format you guys want to do, I'm all about it. So
all right. I think I've got their best win here.
Okay.
At Kansas signature. State. Yeah, at Kansas okay. State. Who
and Kansas State only had two losses, or only one loss, right?
They had three losses.
And they beat TCU.
Right, right. Yeah, they beat TCU. They are the Big 12 champion, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's scrub Washington. Washington, gone.
All right.
Lane is in.
All right,
we've just lost all the Washington fans on the show, boys. So Tulane is a local team for my favorite team. So I'm all about Tulane. Let's go. The Green Wave.
All right.
They are playing Alabama.
Yeah. Well, let's get through. Okay.
Upset special, buddy. Let's make it fun.
All right. So let's start off with the four teams that would get a first round bye. And we're going by the final college playoff rankings.
Okay.
So the top four would be Georgia at one, Michigan at two, TCU three, Ohio State four.
Yeah.
So those four would get a first round bye.
Yep.
From there, we would have Alabama at five, Tennessee six, Clemson seven, Utah eight, Kansas State nine, USC 10, Penn State 11, and then Tulane would be the group of five champion that would get in.
Jesus. Good luck making these picks, boys. Those are some good teams.
So our first round games would be 5-12 Alabama Tulane, 6-11 Tennessee Penn State, 7-10 Clemson USC, 8-9 Utah Kansas State.
Okay. And these will all be like there won't be any home field advantage, right? These are going to be like in bowl.
No, they play at their home. No, they
I thought they played in their home.
Yeah, yeah, first round they play at home.
Okay, so like the team with the higher seed will get a home game.
Yeah.
Yes. And so then it's like all Tulane, bowls after that.
Tulane will have to go to Alabama. It won't be like at Texas Stadium or anything.
Right.
Like that.
Right.
Okay. That does play some factor for me. If the home team will have that home field advantage and the crowd and everything. Okay, cool. Well, I'm ready if you guys are.
All right.
So, set the games up and let's go.
All right. So let's start with Utah and Kansas State, the 8-9 game. Both teams 10-3. Utah won the Pac-12. Kansas State won the Big 12.
And now who's the higher seed here?
That would be Utah.
Utah's the higher seed, so the game's in Utah. Mm-hmm. So I probably have Utah as like a 4-point favorite in this one. And I'll take Utah to win.
Yeah, I would go with Utah as well in this game. I mean, the way they dominate USC after being down, they came back, blew the doors off them. They seem to have that magic rolling. I go with Utah.
I was trying to find something nice to say about Kansas State, but I just can't on this one. I think Utah is the better team of the two. I would also go with Utah. So we would have Utah advancing to the second round.
So if this was not a hypothetical, like we would be congratulating Kansas State on that.
Right. Right. Not today.
Okay.
Not today.
Because usually when all three of us make the same pick, it's not good.
All right. Then we've got 7-10 split. Clemson against USC. Both teams 11-2. Clemson won the ACC. USC did not win the conference. Game would be in Clemson.
Yeah, I think this would be a high-scoring game, probably in the 60s total. It's hard to pick against Clemson when they're at home. They're just – the crowd's just such a raucous crowd. I think Clemson would pull it out and probably a field goal game.
Yeah, Clemson has been rolling lately. USC, they've had that devastating loss there. I mean, they were ranked fourth. They dropped all the way down to 10th. I'm going to Clemson.
That was quite the fall for them, really. Yeah, 10.
I'm going to be the odd one out. I would have USC winning this game. I don't think Clemson is as good. as they've been the last few years. I mean, they lost to South Carolina. That's like, you couldn't beat South Carolina.
Yeah.
So, South Carolina's ranked 19th.
Yeah.
So it's their highest ranking in, yep, I don't know how many years, a long time.
I mean, congratulations to them. Congratulations, yeah, to South Carolina.
I don't know why you're hating on all the South Carolina fans on our show here. Like, it's at House of Bill, if you want to add him. I have nothing but love for South Carolina.
Oh, I don't mind South Carolina.
But yeah, if this was a neutral site game, I might be going USC. I just think if it's in the Clemson Stadium, kind of a long trip for USC.
Yeah,
and
that would be cross country. Yeah,
that's cross country, and then the fans behind Clemson. Yeah. So that's kind of my reasoning for that.
All right. So I guess we'll go with majority rules here and advance Clemson to the next round.
Okay.
All right. So then we have 6-11, Tennessee and Penn State, both teams 10-2. Neither one of them won their conference or their division.
Okay, so Hendon Hooker tore his ACL.
Yeah, that's
a so big thing. Hendon Hooker is not playing in this game in this hypothetical situation, right? Is, mm-hmm, that that's how we're doing this?
Yeah.
Tennessee's still a pretty good team. Without him, they're definitely not as good. Mm-hmm. I didn't see a lot of Penn State here, but you know what? There's about a time to make an upset pick. I feel like Penn State would probably be a touchdown underdog in this, and I'm going to take Penn State to win this game. See how you guys go here. I might be the majority one out here.
Yeah, with the player injuries and stuff like that, you know, Penn State, I mean, obviously both 10-2 Tennessee having their biggest, I think their biggest win was against Alabama.
Oh, God, yeah.
All right, I mean, we're still searching for goalposts in a river. And if Tennessee were to win this game, I mean, they might not even have a whole stadium left anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the way they're going. And I mean, it's funny how, I don't know if you guys saw that a few weeks ago. I think it was it LSU or some coach where some fan went over and pushed him and stuff because the fans charged the field.
Yeah.
Right? It's getting a little crazy. So, you know, yeah, we get it. Drink your beers, but you don't have to rush the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's getting a little ridiculous now. Started when Notre Dame won their game in the COVID year, and COVID liked that tweet. So, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll with Tennessee. They're at home. I think the fans, everything's going. They just seem to have that magic going on. And, you know, haven't watched much of Penn State. Don't know much about them, but I would go with Tennessee.
All right. Penn State had Ohio State beat when they played this year.
Yeah.
They had them beat.
It's probably the only game I saw Penn State play this year, and that was that game.
Tennessee's really good. I mean, they're really good. I think I'm going to go with Tennessee, but it'll be by a field goal.
Yeah, like
it'll be a very close game.
No. Now, that I want to say that this is an upset pick for me, and if Hendon Hooker was in this game, it would be Tennessee for sure.
Right.
I don't know much about whoever is starting at quarterback for them in this hypothetical situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of why I was leaning that way. But yeah, if we're going to take majority rules in this with this show today, then I'm totally fine with a Tennessee win here as well.
Okay. And I think, I saved the most interesting one for last. The 5-12 game, Alabama and Tulane. Alabama 10-2, Tulane 11-2. Alabama did not win their conference or their division. Tulane won the American Athletic Conference.
Okay, so by halftime of this game, the Washington fans are going to be losing it because Alabama is going to be up 38-0 at halftime. This is the biggest blowout. And then this is going to take a hit for teams winning their Power Five, like we talked about beforehand. Now, if Tulane was facing, like, if they're in another matchup here, if they're like 11 or 10, maybe they have a little bit of a better shot here. But Alabama got unlucky in a couple games, or they would be in the actual college football playoff. They would have had a better chance to beat Georgia than LSU. So I'm definitely going Alabama here. Big.
Yeah, unfortunately, if there's four teams above Alabama that would all be rooting for Tulane to win. Because, I mean, like you said, right, they lost two games in the last play of the game for Alabama. And if it's a 12-team playoff, does Alabama actually maybe go fourth and Ohio State go fifth?
Right.
Along that line, right? I mean, it could be that way. It could be Ohio State going against Tulane.
Yeah.
Right. We'll never know for this year, but I'm going with Alabama. I mean, it's just going to be, it could be one of those games where you want to play at like 10 in the morning so people aren't up and getting too excited about it, right? You're not playing that game on prime time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know how they would do the playoff if it would all be like in a weekend or they were
doing. It would have to be a weekend. So you'd have just like the NFL playoffs, right? You have six games here.
You have like a triple header Saturday and then triple header Sunday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jeez, I'm all on board for that. That would be great.
Or maybe Friday, Saturday, I'd compete against the NFL on a Sunday.
Yeah, you could do a Friday. But,
you could do Alabama, Tulane, the early game Friday, and then you could have Utah, Kansas State be the late game Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's how I'd see it. Tulane keeps it close for at least three quarters. Then Alabama pulls away in the end.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Then Alabama wins by like 2-3 touchdowns.
Yeah, they are a funny team, aren't they?
They are. Alabama. They really are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we would have Alabama advancing, which would give us our second round games. And let's start those second round games with Utah against Georgia, the number one seed.
Okay, so the second round games, are they also, are these bowl games now?
No, these are bowl games now.
Okay. Not that it changes much for me in this situation.
Right.
Georgia's defense is just NFL caliber. Like, Georgia wins probably by 21. Not going to spend too much time analyzing it. I just think they're probably better than most of these teams in every aspect. So I got Georgia.
Georgia's that one team that's going to make me happy because they will eliminate Jim Harbaugh and his Michigan Wolverines.
He hasn't coached the 49ers for how many years, and you're still mad?
I know, right?
But look how he acts. Right, he acts like the village idiot.
I like his pants.
snapping clipboards, getting mad right on the field, getting penalties, you know, and then you know dropping. I mean, how? Put it this way, right? Ohio State makes it to fourth, Michigan's two, and I'm saying for the real ones. I mean, he made those comments directed to Ohio State last year and this year. I mean, hey man, that could come back and bite you.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, you're a coach. As a coach, you don't say a word about anything. I have no respect for him, right? He ranks up there with Buck Showalter and a few others who I have no respect for.
Well, okay.
I think we know how this is going to end for JC.
Georgia.
Yeah. All right. I have Georgia beating Utah on this one. This is a no-brainer. I mean,
all right.
This will be fun for Utah fans to watch this. You know, being in the playoffs where they wouldn't have a chance. Tulane being in the playoffs, right? Penn State, teams who would never have a shot.
Yeah.
Being in the playoffs.
Yep.
All right. So that's our first quarterfinal game. Second quarterfinal game, Clemson would play Michigan.
Okay. I feel like Michigan's defense would be able to slow down Clemson. And if the Michigan quarterback can play like he did Ohio State, like I don't think anybody can really touch Michigan this year. So we'll see how that would play out. So yeah, I would take Michigan here, probably by 10 points.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the Ohio State game was you kind of watched the first quarter, and it was kind of nothing was going on. Then all of a sudden, Michigan opened it up. They're able to run the ball. They're able to throw the ball. I mean, to beat Michigan, you're going to have to contain that run and let the quarterback there do his thing. But I'm going Michigan on this one.
Yeah, I'm going Michigan on this one as well. I really think all around they are the best team, not named Georgia. And they, you know, it basically it's like what everyone is saying. You know, they got the quarterback, their defense amazing. If they had their running back, you know, if he hadn't had a surgery, I would have said this is an unstoppable team. Their running back is the one thing that's missing, but they got a pretty good couple of, you know, like backups as at the running back. So I wouldn't really worry that much. So I would take Michigan to win this one.
I was going to say Michigan almost reminds me of San Francisco in the NFL, how they kind of like they have that star running back, but they also have these other guys that can come in and kind of play similar.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about like this year's San Francisco. I mean, like maybe a couple of years back when they had like three or four running backs, it would frustrate fantasy owners because they always had different guys coming in. I think Michigan's very similar to that.
Hey, and you know what? That is a good comparison because like the San Francisco 49ers, Michigan's going to choke with Harbaugh leading the way, right? We should send him a whole box of clipboards. Oh. He's going to go through so many in the playoffs here.
Well, he probably hits Staples before he goes to the stadium, so he's probably good.
Wow. He does. Staples, like, here's your free box of clipboards for buy 1,000, you get 100 free.
Wow.
Free advertisement for Staples there.
Yeah.
We'll have to tag Staples, maybe we get a sponsorship out of it.
Maybe.
That was easy.
All right. all right. So the next game. Tennessee against the 3-seed TCU.
Wow. This is
that's the tough one there.
Now we're talking football.
Now Bill was all mad at me when I was saying TCU should be out of the playoff and Alabama should be in. Because I don't see the love for TCU. Like their schedule wasn't that hard. They lost to Kansas State. Now, Tennessee, I think, would beat them big time here. I don't have the faith or the backing of TCU like Bill does. So I'm very curious on what's going to happen here with this pick with us picking kind of as a team here. Even without the quarterback, I have Tennessee winning here. I don't think TCU is going to do anything in the actual playoff this year. And I'm going with Tennessee in this matchup.
Yeah, TCU has come back from a couple games. They lost to Kansas State there, and we watched it, right? And it looked like they're going to get blown out, but they give them credit. They came back, forced it to overtime. I mean, that 11-point swing could have been huge if they would have just gave up. Then we're not even talking TCU as a third, I think,
exactly.
By then. Right? So they did hold on to their playoff lives, but going up against a Tennessee team, I would roll a Tennessee. Right, just coming out of the SEC, I mean, it's now you get into a situation where they haven't really been in for TCU. I know Tennessee hasn't either, but at least as with everything going on, I'd go with Tennessee.
All right. Now, I'm going to give DK credit. Yes, TCU's schedule was not as difficult. I will admit that. I will admit that. But what I like about this TCU team, and I think, Hawk, I said this to you, they remind me of the Minnesota Vikings this year. TCU has found every way possible to win games. And even, you know, in the Big 12 title game, they found a way to come back in that game when they probably should have been beaten. However, Tennessee is just that much better than TCU. It's like maybe like this much. I would have to go with Tennessee on this one. I think it would be the closest game. I think it would end up being like a 1 or 2 win for Tennessee.
I can see overtime in that game.
Yeah.
I can see going back and forth. Right? I mean, it would be a game that we would all be watching. That would be a game you put on a Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
So, yeah, Tennessee would win that one.
So we're unanimous on that one.
Yes.
I think we've been unanimous on a lot of the picks.
Kind of surprising.
I think there's only two that me and Bill went different.
Yeah. And the four – okay, so Alabama – they would play Ohio State as our last quarterfinal game.
So this is awesome. Like, didn't Ohio State beat Alabama in the finals 1 year?
Yeah.
Like, in the first one? I think that was the first one.
Yeah.
When Ohio State was, I think they were the 4 seed and they ended up winning the whole thing. I think, like, I have Ohio State winning the whole thing this year, so I have to go with Ohio State beating Alabama here in like a 55-52 shootout, field goal at the end, maybe. But I got Ohio State winning.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I watched Ohio State. They got lucky there on a few of their wins. Then they got absolutely torched against Michigan at home in the shoe. Where you had college Saturday football there. You had everybody there, everybody watching. And I literally sat there and went, well, I'm turning off this game. And me and Bill were doing a podcast. And Bill's like, look, there's another one. The 50, the 40, the 30.
Yeah, I heard that. Michigan
blew the doors off of Ohio State. And, I mean, Alabama, they, like I said, they haven't lost. They lost 2 games in 2 plays. I like the Alabama team. I honestly think that, you know, it's the one team that if they were in the real – playoffs, they would be a threat. They would be a threat. They might have been a threat to Georgia. But I'm going to roll Alabama over Ohio State.
I think if this game happens at this time next year, I probably would take Alabama. However, their defense has some issues. They're young. It would be, the quarterback battle would be a hell of a matchup. Oh my God. That,
yeah.
Stroud.
Like the winner and Young, of the game would probably be the first pick, and the loser of the game would probably be the second pick.
Second pick. Yeah, exactly. But so. Yeah, I would go with Ohio State. I think they're the superior team over Alabama on this one. So yeah, I'd go with Ohio State on that one. All
right.
I mean,
it'd be a good game, I think, either way, right? I mean, now you're getting into some good college football games, because, I mean, even the real playoffs, you get two duds,
usually,
for the most part, right?
Yeah.
You know, usually get two duds and you get a decent one, but.
All right. Now we get to the Final Four. So we'll start off with Georgia and Ohio State.
Okay, so this is fun because now we get to predict an actual matchup that's going to happen.
Yeah.
No, would it be Georgia and Tennessee?
No.
Because if Tennessee go up against TCU, Tennessee would be ranked 6, Georgia would be 1.
Yeah, you're right. Tennessee should be.
Or do you want to do that? Like switch like highest ranking and like, lowest ranking?
I think they're going to reseed, aren't they? So it should be 1 versus the lowest seed.
All right, so then let's do that. We'll do Georgia and Tennessee.
Okay. This works better for me because of what I want to happen in this championship. Can we pretend Hendon Hooker's ACL's better? Because I can't take Tennessee to beat Georgia if we're going
back. I know.
It's just... You know, people will be like, DJ, what are you talking about? Like, I joined the Georgia Dogs Facebook page so I could troll them during the SEC championship game, and they kicked me out by the end of the first quarter. But it was fun. It was fun for a while until they got destroyed. But anyways, yeah, Georgia. I'm not going to talk about it too much. Georgia versus Tennessee and with a backup quarterback. Like, the Tennessee Cinderella run kind of ends here for me. Georgia punches his ticket to the title game.
Yeah, I think even with Tennessee's quarterback, Georgia's just too strong. I mean, they can roll a whole defensive line. They can take that whole defensive line off, put a new whole line in there, and they're still going to be dominant. And that the offense, I mean, we always saw it against LSU. LSU is no pushover either. I'm going with Georgia over Tennessee.
Now, something that people said last week, for championship week, is it's hard to beat the same team twice in a season.
Yeah.
Unless you're the Raiders against the Broncos.
Well, good point.
I think the three of us could beat the Broncos.
Yeah. I think I could get my four nephews on the field on offense.
They could just be the O-line, and they would be better than the Broncos O-line.
Right.
Your four nephews, and then maybe like one of those orange pylons to be left tackle.
Right.
Like a big tall one for construction site.
And then I could get some of my other friends' kids to be on the team. And
oh, yeah.
We would have a shot. Okay. So if Hooker was healthy, I might have gone with Tennessee on this one. However, this would almost be like, if the 85 Bears played the Patriots in Super Bowl 20 and the Patriots started their backup quarterback, I just cannot see Georgia losing that one. I would have Georgia going to the finals.
Which backup quarterback? Would that be Drew Bledsoe?
Super Bowl 20. I don't think it's Bledsoe.
No, but I'm saying, let's say we take the best Patriots team and you put the backup in.
I guess Bledsoe would be the backup.
Tom Brady would be the backup because Doug Flutie's the greatest Patriot.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hot take.
Hey, forget your fruity flakes.
Yeah.
Hey, greatest
cereal ever made.
Can Tom Brady do a dropkick? I don't think so. Doug Flutie can.
Yeah. Did Doug Flutie go leave his family and then go back to football and then have to get divorced? No. He just sat at home and ate his cereal.
That's right.
That should be the next.
Brady's 3-1.
That should be the next campaign we go for. Doug Flutie for the Football Hall of Fame.
Yes. He should be in there.
All right. Now to the other game. Michigan, Ohio State.
Okay, so spoiler alert, this is my final, like in the actual
right.
College football playoff, because that would just be so amazing. I think, like you said, it's hard to beat a team twice. In their first matchup, Ohio State was not ready for Michigan to be tossing the ball all over the place. They thought it was just going to be probably a running ball control type offense from McCaffrey or McCartney, whatever his name is, the quarterback of Michigan. I can't remember. Is it McCartney?
JJ McCartney. I think it's McCartney.
JJ McCartney.
Okay.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney's nephew, the quarterback of Michigan. Something like that.
I wrote up the plays.
I didn't expect them to be throwing the ball all over the place. I don't think Ohio State was ready for that. And I think that Ohio State will be more prepared this time around, and they will win this game. Very close, probably a little bit lower scoring, maybe 28-24 type game, but I have Ohio State winning this.
Yeah, you know what, it'll be a good battle, and again, I think billboard material will play into this. I think the Ohio State, after getting absolutely embarrassed, you're talking almost professionals growing up there, right, in college life, and everything going on. I think Michigan gets probably a little too cocky. They're going to shut down the passing. They would definitely shut down the running. And I would see Ohio State making it to the big game against Georgia. And Harbaugh, bye-bye.
You might be the Indianapolis Colts next head coach. There's rumors out there.
Oh, great. Yeah. Now I have to watch him back in the NFL.
Here's where I'm going to differ with you guys on this one. Ohio State will have played an extra game in these playoffs. Michigan will have already had a little bit of rest to have their players ready.
Mm-hmm.
I think they study from the film of the last game, and I think they change up as well what they bring. I don't think they stick with the same plan. As much as Ohio State will learn from their mistakes, Michigan's not going to let Ohio State think that they're going to, you know, have the same plays. I think they would have different plays. I would have Michigan winning this game. But because we are doing majority rule, Ohio State will go to the finals.
Well, since we're near the end here, you have your own potential final. Right. And me and JC have the same final.
Right.
So we can break down both situations.
Okay. All right.
Because these could potentially be the actual national championship, like the Michigan Georgia,
right, or Ohio State Michigan.
Yeah.
All right. So let's start with what the majority went with: Georgia, Ohio State.
Okay, so this is an actual matchup, 1 versus 4, mm-hmm. in the actual playoff.
Right.
I like Ohio State in this matchup, and here's why. If you watch the last few games, Georgia's defense against the pass hasn't been as stellar. LSU put up 30 points against them. They have allowed some points lately. And I think Ohio State could move the ball if they could get some pressure on Stetson Bennett and maybe cause a turnover or two. I can definitely see Ohio State winning this game and then potentially having a national championship versus Michigan could go down as the biggest college football game of all time. So I have Ohio State beating Georgia in this scenario.
All right. Well, I mean, after Ohio State and Michigan and the drain on it and everything going on, Georgia cakewalking over Tennessee. I'm looking at this way. Like you said, Georgia's got an NFL defense out there. They're fast. They're strong. I mean, we saw what Ohio State had done to them against Michigan. And I'm rolling with Georgia. I think they are the best team in the country. That's why they're number one all year round. And I think they continue with a championship.
This game, in this world here that we're doing, would be very interesting. However, what it would boil down to for me is the leadership of Stetson Bennett, who I think we can all agree on this when I say he was not on the radar for the Heisman at all year. He was not said one time, I think, by any of the sports shows, because it was always the quarterback from USC, the quarterback from TCU, the quarterback from Ohio State. And don't get me wrong, the four that are up for the Heisman deserve to be up for the Heisman.
Yeah.
But there's something about Stetson Bennett that you want as a leader of your team, especially a Georgia team that is so good, so dominant. I would have to go with Georgia on this one.
Are you there? You froze.
I froze. You froze. You guys froze. Oh,
Bill's in deep thought. Well, while we wait for Bill to unfreeze,
what?
I think Caleb okay. Williams is the unanimous.
Caleb Heisman Williams winner. Is winning the Heisman.
You're still frozen, man. You're like all like serious at this now.
Let me see something here.
Hey, what happened, big guy?
Is he around?
All right, so I'm back.
He's probably trying to connect. What happened to the recording? It stopped.
I got kicked out, folks.
Okay.
I don't know how this is possible. I got kicked out.
Well, it's Canada.
Now I can't even hear you guys.
It's like the Olympics. Like Canada just beats the Americans. So
hello.
Like, hello.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Yep.
Let me pause this.
Can you hear?
All right. I apologize, everyone, for the technical difficulties on both the audio and the video. Something went wrong on my end. So I'll take full responsibility on that one.
Yeah, we're going to blame Bill on this one. Canada wins, USA loses. Yeah. Let's go.
Okay, so pretty much with Georgia, Ohio State, we went 2-1 with Georgia. So now, because DK is so nice, we'll do, for fun, the other national title game, Georgia, Michigan.
Which could be like a actual potential. Like if you go based on the ranking, that's probably what should happen with the 1-2-3-4 matchups.
Right.
Yeah. Like if Michigan's running back was available, this might change my opinion, but Jalen Carter just stops running backs going up the middle. He's going to be the top player drafted. That's not a quarterback. This year, he's like unbelievable defensive tackle for Georgia. Seattle might take him at number two overall.
Right, depending on how
if they like that. If they like Geno Smith that much and they want to keep Geno, that would be the way I would go with them. He's just an amazing player. In this situation, I'm thinking Georgia. Georgia beats Michigan, and they can slow him down. And make them one-dimensional, make them pass, and then Georgia will just stand back and probably just rush four, hang back. I think this would be a boring national championship, unfortunately. Just the way those two teams match up, I think Georgia just dominates.
Is there not a scenario where Jim isn't in the national championship?
Well, if Indy hires him to be their head coach, maybe he leaves early. But I don't see a scenario where Jim wouldn't be there.
No, I mean, you never know, right? I mean, overall, I think Georgia's just way too strong. I mean, you're going up against a Michigan team that has lost the top running back. I think he might have even been in the run for the Heisman at the time. I think it's just, again, you see that one team that just dominates. You saw with LSU a few years ago, right, where a team just up and out and gone, and the game's over before halftime, before they have Mariah Carey singing songs on the 50-yard line, you know, drinking Pepsi. So I'm going Georgia. Georgia, the real one, Georgia and the fake one.
Boring.
Yeah, I know, but hey, you know, I'm a realist.
No.
You know, it's funny how people do pick-em pools. They go, I'm going against San Fran. It doesn't work that way, man. Right? Pick who he thinks is going to win.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm picking against them because I want them to lose. It doesn't work that way.
No. You pick the team that you think will win. Yeah. You don't pick the team that you don't like or you do like situations like that.
Now, this is actually, in real time, this is my national title game. This is what I think will happen. Although I think if Tennessee had made it, it probably would have changed, I think.
Yeah.
Michigan, I really believe this, have this mentality of we have to beat Georgia for the national title. We cannot accept anything else because of what happened in the Orange Bowl last year. I really think Michigan would frustrate Georgia's offensive line, and I think they would find a way to crack that defense. And I love that Georgia defense. I really do. I really think Michigan would beat Georgia in this game. I really do. There's just something about this team this year where they just will not take no for an answer. And I really think Michigan can beat Georgia. So I'm going to go Michigan on this one.
Nice. Can I add something to that thought of, that you just made?
Mm-hmm.
For me, Michigan's sole purpose in life is to beat Ohio State.
It is.
Sometimes, like I felt last year, after they had done that and they went in the playoff, it seemed like they weren't as into it. Like they had beat Ohio State. They've accomplished their goal.
Like
now this that year,
was it their might national be like, championship.
Yeah, right? It was. It was. And so I'm not saying they're taking anything lightly. And in the actual college playoff, I feel they'll roll TCU. But sometimes I think that about Michigan. They got to beat Ohio State. They have to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's on the opposite ledger, Ohio State losing to Michigan. They want another shot at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So that game against Georgia is so huge for them. Like forget the national championship. It's about avenging that loss. So I think this college football playoff is going to be awesome. Hopefully there's some good games because we've had some duds the last few years. And this was a great idea by DeHawk here.
Yes.
And I'd love to come up with like other situations that we could do hypotheticals like this one. It was fun.
I want to say one thing, and I want to piggyback off what you said earlier, DK, about if it ended up being Ohio State, Michigan for the national title, and how you said it would be the biggest game ever. I'd go one step further. If that ends up being the national title game, I think it will be the single most watched college football game of all time.
Yeah, definitely.
Because of what is at stake.
Yeah.
Oh, it would be. And, you know, it'd be something that, I mean, hey, don't get me wrong, right? I'll be trolling Michigan fans for a week or two, right? It'll be great. But at the end of the day, I mean, college football needs something like this because there has been a lot of duds. I mean, we see the disparity in college football
mm-hmm.
where you got the SEC, you got the Pac, you got the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac 12, things like that, right? Where, I mean, eventually we want to get it so that you don't have teams steamrolling on a powder puff schedule, right? I don't want to see Alabama playing some team from Alaska or Hawaii. I want to see them playing the best of the best. I want to see them going up against, say, teams like Washington State or Washington, USC, Notre Dame, teams like that. You know, yeah. I want to see something like it's an NFL-style schedule where you're going, you know what, here's our top 32 teams, right? Obviously, you'd have a Div 2, things like that, but, mm-hmm. you know, it gets to the point where we'll actually see some good college football game in and game out. And if you look at offensive linemen now in the college, offensive linemen coming out of college are like little baby horses that are born, right? They're born, their legs are all wobbly, they get run over by big defensive linemen in the NFL because they don't play an NFL-style game, right? And if you ever watch a college game where all of a sudden the coach holds up a sign and you got 11 players staring to the sideline to see what the play is. You know, I mean, you gotta let these kids develop and grow. And I mean, and for example, as you look at, and I'll bring the Seattle Seahawks, they got two rookie offensive linemen this year who are protecting Geno, coming out of programs that are based more on the NFL than college. Right? We start rolling like that, you get players coming back in, you're gonna start seeing better. You know, you're not going to see quarterbacks getting blown up like they are now and running backs getting blown up and things like that, right? It's going to make mm-hmm. the defensive team being better off. You got to do this, got to do that, right? You got to work out. Because, I mean, nothing worse than you see a rookie offensive lineman and you got guys like J.J. Watt or Aaron Donald sitting there. I mean, they're just like, ha-ha, man.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. Before we go, because we are a sports history podcast. Breaking news as we are recording. Morocco has defeated Portugal in the quarterfinals of the World Cup 1-0. Morocco becomes the first African country to ever reach the semifinals of the World Cup.
That's a big story.
Yeah.
I feel like, didn't Morocco, did they beat Spain?
Yeah.
Before this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they kind of have that Cinderella run in them here.
Well, they took first in the, I think they took first in the group. F.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't, like, when I looked at that group for Canada, like, I didn't expect Canada to do anything. But I didn't really look at Morocco as that team that would come out of it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys I know everything about soccer. Cause right.
I don't think any of us are, so.
But, you know, based on maybe gambling odds and other things, I don't think they had Morocco, even as a group winner, let alone a team that would get to the quarters.
Oh, I mean, this whole tournament has been upside down. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Saudi Arabia beat Argentina in like the first few days of the tournament.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, Croatia beats Brazil in a penalty kickout. You know,
yeah. I know it's soccer. Like, I hate that. It's like 0-0, a great game, and then it comes down to penalty kicks. It'd be like an NHL shootout determining the Stanley Cup. Like, I don't know why they can't just continue to play. Like,
it would go on forever.
It would go on forever.
It would go on forever. 10 years from now, we would be watching the 2022 World Cup.
Maybe they do 3-on-3 soccer. How hilarious would that be?
Oh, my Lord.
Guys would be dead by then, too. They went around too much.
I would just like find a little speedy guy and set him up the side.
Pretty much. And I would, you know, I like to say something. I mean, if we're talking, you know, the World Cup and the fans and stuff, I mean, kudos to the Japanese fans for, after every game, they're helping clean up the stadium.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Right.
Yeah, I saw videos of that.
We got other countries who riot. I think Belgium, when they lost, they rioted.
Yeah.
Right, things like that, and
they're gonna have classy fans everywhere, right?
Doing their thing. Yep.
Yeah, that was cool to see the Japanese fans doing that.
So Morocco is going to play on Wednesday in the semifinals, the winner of England versus France.
Damn, I did make a wager at the beginning of the tournament on England to win. It was 10-1 odds, so I'm going for England. I don't know if France seems pretty tough though.
And then the other semifinal game on Tuesday is Argentina-Croatia.
And Brazil's out, eh?
Yeah, they're out.
So I would probably say right now France and Argentina are the probably two powerhouse teams left. England's probably third of those. And then you got Morocco, who's like this dark horse Cinderella team. So go Morocco. I always, like, if I'm not completely invested in a sport tournament, I love cheering for the underdog. So let's go Morocco.
Well, it'll be interesting. I mean, it is, granted where they're playing it.
Exactly.
We can all disagree with that one right now. They're talking about hosting the Olympics.
Oh, no. Yeah. No.
I can't. I mean, they're already having issues. And I mean, there's American journalists who died yesterday.
Yeah, but that was because he was
sick. A couple days ago. Yeah. I mean, at the same part, I mean, there's always going to be those people saying, oh, how did that happen, right? But I mean, you know, and then, of course, as me and Bill discussed this, Budweiser had 74 million beers to serve. Then they said they can't have beer in the state unless you're rich and you're in your own private boxes. So Budweiser says whoever wins will get all the beer, and then we're going to sue FIFA. Because it broke the contract. Like, what do you think's going to happen, right, when you go to a country that's not...
Well,
you know, it's a tri-country, it's this, it's that.
The Hawk, we might have to make a trip to Morocco and get some Budweisers.
I think so.
Just I think that would be...
You know what? I'll tell you this.
I don't think the wives would have a problem with us just going to Morocco for beers.
If Morocco wins the World Cup, I'm going to pull out my, this is my DVD closet over here for those that haven't figured out. And it's also my clothes closet as well. I will pull out my copy of the classic comedy Road to Morocco with Bing Crosby and Bob Hope and watch it if Morocco wins the World Cup.
Like a watch along podcast?
I don't know how we do it.
I have Bill jump to a table.
Will you explain to our younger audience what a DVD is? Because they're probably like, what?
Hold on. Hey, hold on, DK. I got to get someone else who would explain that.
Okay. Oh, we're getting a special guest. Oh, here comes good old Bill.
JR?
Yes.
JR!
A DVD is a disc that you put video on and you watch on.
I got to say, Jim Ross is awesome. I tweeted him and asked him a question, and he answered me. So it's nice. I wanted to buy some of his barbecue sauce.
Why is Oklahoma not in the playoffs? You talk about the college football playoffs. Oklahoma should be in.
Well, unfortunately, Jim, they lost like 49-0 this year.
I when don't they were... care. Oklahoma should be in.
They wouldn't even be in the 25-team playoff.
Boomer Sooner. But, yeah, Jim Ross is such a beauty. And we should do a DK and Bill wrestling podcast, and you just be Jim Ross the whole time.
Oh, yeah, I would be down for that.
Like, I know we were talking. Yeah. Oh, I can't believe it's been 9 years since that freaking video, man.
I know, and I saw that too yesterday. I was like, put the women and children to bed.
And everybody's like, man, poor Jordis. I said, Jordis videotaped that, and she ran the spotlight. So it's on her.
Oh, blame it.
Mike Jordis, blink twice if you're being held against your will in the woods.
It's me, man. Every year it's getting shared.
Being held in the woods is where. Okay, I better.
You're not wearing a hat anymore.
Oh,
it doesn't make.
Yeah, that's right. Being held in the woods is when you are considered a hostage. Okay. All right. You know what? I better stop.
I think you're on fire, so we'll just keep this going as long as we can.
Oh, Lord. See, overkill is when you do something too much and people get tired of it.
Oh, speaking of history.
I can't even, like, comment on what you're saying because it's too great. Good God Almighty.
Speaking of history, we do have a new leader in the NFL for most wins all time.
Oh, yeah.
The Green Bay Packers. Against the Bears.
I was really hoping the game would tie. I was really hoping.
I mean, it's phenomenal how the Packers have come out of, I mean, obviously the longest rivalry going. I mean, there's some videos now on Facebook of the most wins ever, and you see these teams, right? Mm-hmm. Things like that. And
yeah.
Right? It's and now Green Bay's got it. We'll see what happens over the next few years. I mean, now obviously it'll be neck and neck.
Mm-hmm. So who is the third who's ranked third behind those two teams? Just curious if there's a team, because I don't see the Bears and the Packers being juggernauts in the next couple of seasons.
I know.
I'm like, maybe there's a third team.
The video he's talking about.
Yeah. Not a huge deal, but
yeah,
kind of curious about that.
I'll have to watch the video again. And
Since this is kind of turning into a round table and our show hasn't gone too long yet, what do you guys, what's your thinking on MVP this year? I think it's Jalen Hurts to lose.
Yeah.
At this point?
Pretty much.
I don't even know who would be second on my list. Maybe, what do you think of Josh Jacobs if the Raiders could get into the playoffs? He's got 1,400 yards rushing.
I know, but after that loss Thursday, I can't.
Yeah, that was
I can't see them make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I said it earlier in the year, and I'll say it again. I'd consider Geno Smith a candidate for MVP.
Yeah.
The year he's had,
Yeah, and considering like the offense hasn't changed much, and you see how much Russell Wilson is struggling.
It's the offensive line. The offensive line has stepped up, very protected. Geno, he's got a lot of time, and he's got two great wide receivers, and he's got three great tight ends. I mean, who else in the NFL this year has tight ends that you could throw to three of them with Noah Fant, Disley, Parkinson, and getting touchdowns, getting yards, right?
Well, that's
and
kind then, of my
know, those three tight ends to block.
That's kind of my point. As if Russell Wilson wasn't struggling as much as he is, I think Geno Smith would get a little bit more MVP love. But maybe people are starting to think, like, maybe this system was helping Russell Wilson a little bit. Because for him to go from a Pro Bowl, all-pro type quarterback to where he's in the MVP race every year until kind of near the end when he would fall off. And then Geno Smith, a cast off, they wrote him off, but he didn't write back. Probably the best quote I've heard. And then for him to jump right into that system and play the way he has, like maybe like between Nick Sirianni and Pete Carroll for coach of the year, I would almost have Pete Carroll ahead of him, even though they are 11-1.
I mean,
like he's taking Geno Smith. He's probably going to be in the playoffs. And with San Francisco's quarterback situation, like they could be a division winner here.
Yeah. I mean, if Jimmy G hadn't had his foot broken, I'd maybe say him for MVP as a candidate.
What happened? Hey, Jim, what happened to your accent? You're wearing the hat.
Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo, the MVP candidate, if his foot wasn't broken.
I think Jim Ross would pronounce it Garoppolo. Good God almighty.
He'd stomp a mud hole in him. That's why he broke his foot. He stomped a mud hole in somebody.
Do you guys remember the XFL when Jim Ross and Jerry Lawler were doing commentary?
Jerry Lawler was not a good commentator. Not wrestling, he's terrific. Football, not so much.
Jimmy Garoppolo. That's how Jim would say it, I think.
Tua Tagovailoa is quarterback for the Dolphins.
Yeah, you got to sound that one out. That's tough. That's a tough one. I just call him Tua. I don't want to sound like an idiot. And then his brother is coming up too, right? Talia. Mm-hmm. So. Well, yeah. Any other football thoughts here, boys, before we wrap it up?
Well, I think this week we're looking at some games. I don't think you see too many stellar games that might change some things. I mean, how bad do the Broncos have to be that you actually flex Mahomes out of Sunday night to put the Chargers and the Dolphins in? The Chargers of all teams. And that's how bad Denver's been.
Well, the primetime ratings for the Broncos have just been plummeting, so I see why they flexed it out. But, man, Mahomes, Jesus.
I mean, why was it the Broncos and Cowboys? If it was the Broncos-Cowboys Sunday night, would they have flexed it out?
No, because the Cowboys are the number one watched team in the NFL.
John Elway is not a good executive.
John Elway.
I've been saying that for years now. Yeah. Elway wants to take shortcuts, and they took a shortcut, and it's going to cost Denver. I mean, it could cost them the second pick overall this year, and the second pick in the second round.
Hey, if I'm a Seattle fan, I'm cheering for the Houston Texans this week because you get first overall.
They'll catch Texas. I mean, hey man, if you can get the second or third,
you're only a game and a half. Good. It's only a game and a half, man.
I know.
Those are three and nine.
That's Denver's got the Chiefs twice, the Chargers, the Rams, and the Cardinals.
The Rams is the only game that I could see the Broncos winning. But who the hell knows?
Stafford went down and beat the Raiders from a guy who only been on the field for 2 days for the Rams.
You know, Mayfield, you mean, right?
Yeah, Mayfield.
Well, Mayfield.
But then he headbutted his own teammate, and he might be in concussion protocol now.
Oh, dear God. It's the Gus Bratt effect.
Did you see that on the sideline? He headbutted his teammate after they won, and he didn't have his helmet on. And the other guy did. So,
I mean, I'll tell you what, this NFL year has been one of the most upside down.
Oh, yeah.
It's been so much fun. Seen. That's why.
I mean, you got the NFC South that nobody wants to win the division.
Yeah.
Down there.
We really didn't want it. Just decided, okay, Tom, 3 minutes. There you go.
You've got both AFC East and NFC East that are absolutely, I mean, they got one good team and seven crappy teams. Now you got eight decent teams that are going at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, I think we're all done with the Eagles. The Eagles can just fly away. We're done with the fans. We're done with all the comments. I don't care about the Eagles anymore. Go away.
Thanks.
Yeah, they're good. But you know what? They're not going to be that. Come playoff time, I think the Eagles are one and done. One and done.
I think that we'll probably do an NFL playoff preview on this podcast, or I'll join you guys for your show. Either way, the three of us will get together and talk about it. I think if the Eagles get that first seed, I like with the bye, I don't see them losing at home in that first matchup. So I don't know if one and done. But
they could be playing the Dallas Cowboys. They could be playing maybe the Giants, maybe the Seahawks, maybe
if
Washington.
They lose to the Cowboys in that Christmas Eve game and they fall down the standings, and if they're a road team, then one and done for sure for me. But if they're at home, I don't know. We'll see how she goes. It's all about matchups, really, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Go command skins, right? Right.
Yeah. Here. I mean, we're off this week, but you know, we'll be rooting.
Yep. Yep. So are we. So I can just sit back and watch my fantasy team falter. Three losses in a row in JC's pool. I don't know what's going on. We'll see how she goes.
By 0.2 points.
I had the first seed basically locked up 3 weeks ago, and now I got a win to make the playoffs. So we'll see how she goes.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
As long as Steve loses, I don't really care. So he's my fun rival in that league. He's so fun to mess with. I hope Steve watches our show. Well, I'll send it to him.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's fun to mess with. Takes everything so serious.
All right. I think on that note, we'll wrap it up.
Okay, sir.
Thank you all for listening.
Watching, thanks for a special guest, Jim Ross, joining us.
Yes.
That was very nice of him to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Next week will be John Madden.
I hope so.
Podball.
That'll be you. You can be John Madden.
Yeah. All right. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Guys, have a good one.